Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Helen Barrett. This week, she's lost control. In 1978, a chilly, stripped-down sound could be heard in the north of England, signalling a new direction in music. The Manchester band Joy Division performed She's Lost Control for the first time in June of that year, playing to audiences of a few hundred people. The song appeared on their 1979 debut album, Unknown Pleasures, and it was re-recorded for the B-side of their 1980 single, Atmosphere. She's Lost Control is a strange, dark song, and it has intrigued artists and producers worldwide. It provided the title for the film director Anton Corbijn's Joy Division biopic in 2007, Control, and many artists have covered it and repurposed its lyrics. Joy Division's vocalist, Ian Curtis, sounded like the oldest soul. That cold, forbidding vocals could come from a young man with lowered eyes, plain clothes, and an odd, angular dance made them eerier. According to the band's bassist, Peter Hook, Joy Division's aim was to emulate the Sex Pistols, but they ended up sounding like nothing else. Hook credits the band's producer, Martin Hannett, with conjuring their arid industrial sonics. Curtis wrote the lyrics to She's Lost Control. The song tells an unsettling story about a woman's physical or mental collapse, and they would prove horribly portentous.
I'll never know just why I understand. She said I've lost control again. And she screamed out, kicking on her side, and said I've lost control again. And she's upon the floor, I thought she died. She said I've lost control.
Curtis held down a day job in a Manchester employment exchange, finding work for people with disabilities. One young woman was desperate to work, but she suffered from epileptic seizures and would fit every time she visited the exchange. Curtis was greatly disturbed. He wrote the song in response to her sudden death. Soon afterwards, Curtis, who was just 21, was himself diagnosed with epilepsy. Peter Hook conjectures that Curtis suspected his condition when he wrote the lyrics, which may explain his empathy for the girl, although he kept it hidden from his bandmates. Curtis killed himself in 1980, and Hook blames his suicide in part on the stress of living with seizures. Weeks later, Joy Division's song Love Will Tear Us Apart was a breakthrough hit. Joy Division were poor and could only afford to pay for rehearsal rooms for a few hours a week. Songs like She's Lost Control were necessarily written in haste. Even a tape recorder was beyond the band's means. When Grace Jones covered She's Lost Control in 1980, the bewildered band received £5,000, which seemed to them a fortune. In Jones's version, the lyrics are adjusted to a female perspective. She released it in 1980 as a B-side to another cover, the Pretenders song Private Life. Jones recorded her version in the Bahamas at Compass Point Studios, backed by the house band, which included the production duo Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. In this version, Peter Hook's desolate bass line remains, but it's repurposed into a squelchy reggae riff. In her autobiography, Jones writes that She's Lost Control was among several covers intended to redirect her career from New York disco to an international audience.
She gave away the secrets for her past and said, lost control. The voice that told her when and where to act, she said, I've lost control. She turned around and said,
Jones interpreted the song literally. She wrote, "I lost control to such an extent that I scared myself. As far as I was concerned, it was a self-portrait." Curtis's version of the song is a third-person narrative, but Jones's version is about herself. His performance is restrained, but her vocals are deranged. The song was an ingenious choice for an artist whose persona is defined by control. Since then, there have been less celebrated covers, including one by the Greek New Wave band Alive She Died. Their version from the mid-1980s was recently used by Gucci in an ad campaign. Here's another version of the song, by Shakespeare's Sister, from 2004. Perhaps the most innovative interpretation of She's Lost Control came from Soweto in 2010. The South African artist and producer Spook Mutambo is a Joy Division fan, drawn to what he calls the dark and uplifting quality of late 1970s UK punk and new wave. Mutambo draws parallels with South African electronic music. Both, he says, express a dark time while offering transcendent relief. He wrote a half cover of Joy Division's song and renamed it Control. The lyrics hint at the original, but they are intended to convey the collapse of a relationship. Peter Hook now performs She's Lost Control with his band, Peter Hook and the Light. Recently, he played the song in Buenos Aires, where he said, "Watching thousands singing along is so strange. It's dark, and people adore that."
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.